From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Hi.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good, thank you.
Marvellous.
Got a bag of records?
Yes, I do. There's so many good things coming out this week. I was just going to bring three Trojan reissues. We got Gussie presenting I, Roy, and Heptones and Friends, Meet the Now Generation.
Ooh.
And Sly and the Revolutionaries, Black Ash Dub. But in the end, I didn't bring any of those.
Right.
But okay. All of those are coming out this week.
Good name checker, though. Dum-dum-dum-dum. Yep.
This record here. Sarah doesn't like the cover. I think it's fantastic.
I have seen this record cover before, and I think it's one of my favourite record covers. It's so
amazing.
Good.
I said it was terrifying. I didn't say I hated it.
When did it come out?
1970 originally came out.
This is one of those ones that when I used to work at the warehouse for HMV years ago.
Yeah.
And there was all these, just the slosh of these strange records that people had sent back, you know, because they wanted to put 14 copies of bloody Orinoco Flow on the shelves
instead.
Yeah,
that was weird.
And so they
to be able to get really batshit stuff with them.
Yeah, and this was one of them. That is really batshit. Look at it.
It's
how
amazing.
Would you describe that?
Okay, so that is obviously very well built and quite waxed man, I'd say. They're wearing a very colourful and almost Peruvian style full face balaclava.
It's like a luchador mask, but.
Yeah. But knitted.
But, yeah.
And look at the nose bit on it. That's the bit that gets me.
Well, it means you can breathe properly, you know.
Well,
oftentimes with these wrestling masks, Troy, not only are they not made of durable wool, but they don't have a nose. They don't have a nose flap.
Right.
It's really cold when you're wrestling as well, obviously.
Well, you like to be able to breathe. You've got to, it's a sport, for God's sake.
Yeah.
This is a record by a group from London called Demon Fuzz.
Good.
And Afrika is the name of the record. Now, Demon Fuzz were a bunch of immigrants into Britain. Well, they moved to Britain in the 1960s from various different countries. They're all black dudes from different parts of what was the British Commonwealth.
Wonderful.
Yes. And they originally played as a group called Blue Rivers and the Maroons. And they were kind of like a... Yeah, I know.
The Maroons. Really?
Yeah. And they were like a band that played ska music and soul music. They basically played covers type material. They did do a record called Blue Beat, I think. That band went nowhere. Mr. Blue Rivers went off by himself and they became...
Demon Fuzz.
Now, they were assigned to a record label called Dawn. Now, Dawn was Pi Records' attempt at doing like
Records.
Pi.
Old school.
Yeah. Pi thought, we'll have to do some progressive music like EMI have done with their Harvest label.
Right.
They signed such progressive titans as Mungo Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
And Donovan. But this record here, I don't think it did too much at the time. I don't think a lot of people bought it, and possibly because they were a little confused by what it was supposed to be.
It could almost be, the cover could almost be like a gay dance party compilation sort of cover, couldn't it?
Kind of could, yeah.
You
know? Although not so much the back.
No.
With that big scar there and everything, it's ooh, okay. Ooh.
I don't know. Self-flagellation?
Okay.
I see what we're throwing. A different website?
different website. Different strokes.
We've got a... they've re-released it now on a 1,000 copies of pink vinyl.
What number have you got there?
What number have we got? 457 out of
457!
Give it a spin.
Or did you want me for that? Did you want that one instead? Sorry. Mistake.
I know that one was a good one too.
Tiny bit of one song.
Cool production.
Whoa. All my troubles by running away. No, I wouldn't stay. No, I wouldn't.
Driving enough for you?
Lovely.
Just keep on
lovely.
Hanging around me. I won't go away. No, won't go away. It just ain't fair. No, just ain't fair.
little bit Jesus Christ Superstar there, but yeah.
Okay, it's a seven-piece band.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Have no one to talk, brother.
A lot of heart in that music, isn't there?
I like that Hammond B3 in the left channel there.
It's welcoming, a welcoming Hammond, doesn't it?
Yeah. You can see past the surface.
What year did you say this was?
1970.
This is awesome. That bit reminds me of the Stooges with it.
Yeah.
Just because maybe because you said 1970. You lose your love of nursery rhyme. Get the safest room you can find. I'll tell you what, that's a rediscovered jewel, isn't it?
It really is. Find yourself another
country. Country!
So this one's kind of sort of a rocky one, right? If the whole record was like this, great. But guess what? It's even better.
Oh, so we played the shit one, did we?
No, it's not a shit. There's no shit ones on this record. No, there's some instrumentals in like really weird time signatures with, you know, sort of a...
Show pony bits.
Yeah, but like show pony sort of on the teasering on the edge of falling to pieces show pony. Oh, I like this.
Wonky snake charming.
Who is this character that is wondering? I wouldn't have picked this as an English band.
No, not at all.
Well, that's great. Demon Fuzz, that's great.
Afrika is the name of the record. We got it now. It's pretty great.
Just got the one copy of that, have you?
No. Got a few copies.
Couple of copies.
The leader of this band...
I tell you what, that's the sort of record that a friend buys a friend, you know?
That's right. You're quite right.
Mm. Can't go wrong with that. Boom.
So there's one of the cool ones which has come out this week. Now, last week, I was told by a couple of people that we were very mean about the smooth sort of music that Sarah's really into.
Aww.
Oh, for God's sake, it's been talked up for years.
Hasn't it just?
Yeah.
So, smooth music in the 70s, it wasn't just the domain of white people on their boats, Sarah.
No, I believe you.
It was...
They got to steal it from somewhere.
Well, yeah. Or maybe it just, like, happened around the same time. Now, you've heard of a man called Quincy Jones, of course. Quincy Jones had been, like, a big
Came
band
down
league.
From heaven.
Well, I don't know if he did that, but okay. Since the 50s, he'd been like a big band leader and he'd done some excellent jazz stuff in the 60s. By the 70s, he'd moved on to a progressive commercial sound of soul, which basically led to his biggest triumph, of course, which would have been Off the Wall by Michael Jackson.
It's a businessman.
Yeah. However, in the mid-70s, Quincy decided to do a couple of tours in Europe and Japan, and he took a band with him. His backing group were a band that we came to know as the Brothers Johnson.
Hello, Brothers.
This is a great record.
Hello, great... Brothers.
Now, this is the second record they did just under their own steam. Quincy produced this one. This is their... I don't know if this is their greatest record, because most people like that one that has the one Stomp on it, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
But, is that the same one? Who's that? I'm thinking Aussie Brothers. Stomp's a good song, though.
Stomp is good. Anyway, this one here, we've got it now on...
I bet you that's a good album you've got in your hand there.
Oh, it is.
I can just tell.
Well, you can tell by this cover, can't you? Look at that.
Those men are enjoying things.
You're there. Brought in a good selection of covers today, I must say.
Well, look at the hammer. Yeah.
Yeah, those are similar
songs
pals,
like
all
running
right.
Running for your lovin', free yourself, be yourself. Q, right on time. Strawberry Letter 23, Brother Man, never leave you lonely, and Love Is.
1977, this one came out, and George, the Brothers Johnson are, in fact, these two guys here. We've got George.
Are they really brothers?
Yes, George and Louis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Louis played on Billie Jean and Don't Stop Till You Get Enough and those things. Yeah. But anyway, this is on. What colour vinyl does this say? This says strawberry red. Yeah. Why should it be strawberry red? Well, strawberry red
number 23.
Which, of course, is a cover of the Shuggy Otis tune. What Shuggy record is that on?
Inspiration Shuggy. Information or something?
Possibly, but I think originally it was on Freedom Flight. What are you laughing at?
I just made a Shaggy joke.
Shuggy!
I'm really sorry I missed it.
Yeah. So, yeah, Shuggy Otis had done it in 71, and it was what people like to talk about, is psychedelic soul.
Oh, well, let's hear a bit. Shall we?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to hear?
So it's not only a big hit, all listen to that Celeste.
But then it changes its mind.
This is amazing, this track.
Changes its mind.
And yeah. And
a little bit of a
gets a little bit
truck
more,
drivers.
Gets a little bit more street.
No, not much, because it stays quite smooth.
Bassline, though.
This is the other.
Hello, my love. I heard a kiss from you.
Have some cocaine.
Lit magic set in play near two. All through the morning rain again, the sun doesn't shine.
Ooh, some music right there. And
waterfalls run through my mind. In the garden, I see west purple shower bells.
Yeah.
You see what?
Make out music.
See, you don't want to be on a yacht with this music, do you? You want to be driving a car.
I'm never going to live this down, obviously.
No.
Feel sunshine, sparkle, pink and blue. A playground will laugh if you try to ask. Or is it cool? Is it cool?
Produced by Quincy, was it? Did you say?
Yep, produced by Quincy. The rest of the Brothers Johnson on this, I think Harvey Mason's on drums. Lee Wright now is the guitar player. And his guitar break, which is coming up, is... Oh, no, it's in the next bit, sorry. I'd say that it's actually better than the Shuggy Otis guitar break on his version of the tune.
All right, here it comes. Stand by.
Getting a lot of fake instruments in the studio right now. Sorry, air instruments.
Looks like a little bit yesy there.
Maybe. Quincy?
Saved it.
Quincy's got his logo on the back there.
Quincy Jones is awesome, man. Even that, remember that album that he bought out in the sort of mid-90s?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe early 90s?
Harsh Taskmaster, apparently.
Man, it gets the job done.
Have you seen the purported Michael Jackson?
Yes.
And the
Yes.
Yeah.
What's that?
So the rumour goes Michael was filling a vocal track with his custom a bit much and was told not to again by Quincy Jones's shoes and feet while he was on the floor.
Screaming, "Stop squeaking, mother father." But, you know, that's just...
It turns out Michael probably just had Tourette's.
Yeah, maybe.
That would be awful.
But, you know, Quincy Jones, I mean, perhaps that wasn't the best of behaviour, but, boy, he's done some...
Yeah, that was a great story doing that, though.
Yeah,
he's done some great stuff.
I don't think anyone that kicks any artist when they're on the floor, down, lying on the floor to get them to do a good performance, really. Different times, I suppose.
Well, also,
still assault.
Also, it's a rumour.
Still assault.
It's a rumour as well. We don't know if
that's
true.
Thank you, Troy.
Good rumour that we've propagated. Thank you.
Now... We'll stick with smooth stuff, right?
Yep.
And we're going to go to smooth stuff from the 80s, and also someone who had like
what are we talking here?
Wow.
Because the 80s went all over the show with smooth stuff.
Oh, yeah. This was in Brazil.
Okay, all right.
I'll
stand down. This is out of my league. Yeah.
Marcus Vallet had started around the bossa nova scene in 1963, did some killer records.
Quite a scene, that bossa nova scene.
And in Brazil, I'm just
like
waiting.
It was.
Okay. I'm just going to take this record out.
Look at the cover.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He has...
You've
got to help me out here, Mikey. He's got a cocktail every colour of the rainbow.
Let's start from the top. Sorry. A Caucasian gentleman. Permed... sort of bleach blondie surfy haircut there.
It's a bit oranged from the sun.
So
is his skin.
Cocaine eyes.
Stubbly beard.
Pucker necklace. Let's get that out of the way. Some very deeply, quite similar to what millennials wear now, a pink sort of
top. I tell you what, though, that looks like hospital scrubs to me.
It does look like pink hospital scrubs, too. It's an array of 7 different coloured cocktails in front of him. Only drunken a wee bit out of each, actually. And some of them
rainbow.
Have been sitting there a while as well. All colours of the rainbow. Bowl of fruit. And what else is on the table there? What's that thing?
It looks like an Allen key.
An Allen key or cocktail stirrer or something there.
Straw.
Basically, I wouldn't serve him. If he came to your bar, you'd serve him?
I'd want to have a chat. Look at him.
He wouldn't have any money.
Yeah, he'd have money.
He wouldn't. Jesus. He'd stowed away on a boat or something. And then on the back, the same gentleman, but in repose.
Yeah.
This is like last call. What are you doing? What are you doing after this?
Look at him.
And look at the straws. All the straws are in on that one.
And he still hasn't touched his drinks.
He's just been pretending to drink undercover cop.
Marcus Vallet. This is from 1983, believe it or not.
No, that is quintessentially 1983. Look at it.
And, you know, apart from the fact it looks...
There's a warning there for people that are getting into too much retro.
We shouldn't be mean to him, though. I'm sure he's lovely. Is he lovely, Troy?
Apparently he is, yeah.
Yeah.
He's in his 70s now, still playing.
Probably still dressed like that. Pucker necklace,
well,
for sure.
Yeah, but his hair is a lot longer and messier these days.
Yeah. I wouldn't serve him.
He did a performance in it with... He's a big fan of Giles Peterson as well. Both of them, mutual fan thing about them. And he's done performances for Giles in the past. But this record here, this is not bossa nova. This is 20 years after his debut. And this one was a smash in Brazil. It's usually called Estrela, the name of the album, but it's not. It's just simply, you know, this is all I have to say about myself. It's just self-titled.
I'm a 7 cocktail guy. I've been up for 16 years.
Taste the rainbow.
And I think I've got to point
out... Great character.
The production and arrangements on this were done by Lincoln Olivetti. Now, people who know about Brazilian music are going to be impressed by that, and even more impressed when they hear how he's so outside his recognisable style with Marcus Vallet.
If you weren't alive during these years, oh boy.
Lasers.
That keyboard. Bloop. Bloop. Bloop.
Tem que correr, tem que suar.
Oh yeah.
Tem que malhar.
Pearl, look at you go.
Respiração, ar do pulmão.
Getting big thumbs up from Pearl.
Tem que dobrar, tem que
encaixar. Hey Pearl!
Dois e três.
Check out the cover.
Mais uma vez.
God. He's got so many cocktails. And look at his shell. Oh, and he's doing a different pose on the back and on the front with his shell necklace.
Would you?
Morning and evening.
Probably not.
Morning,
evening.
No, that's after a couple.
Yeah, but he still
before
hasn't touched them.
After a couple.
Yeah, because he's got more.
Okay, he's got more.
Is this him singing? The man going, say be us.
Yes, it is.
Why are you laughing?
Oh, no, that just doesn't really go with the picture.
Falsetto. Surely falsetto goes with a colour of shirt like that.
Marcos Vele?
Vele.
Yes.
Now, he's done a massive amount of records, a lot of which were... Well, the 60s ones were kind of... Like, oh, listen to that.
Breaking it down.
The 60s records... Oh.
Shiver me timbers, the forbidden dance.
So it's not all... the 60s stuff was sort of rediscovered by the rare groove scene. I guess hence Giles Peterson being a big fan. But he progressed on. He kept on doing new stuff and interesting stuff. And as funny as this cover is, and as surface as this production sounds, this is actually a really good soulful record.
It's definitive.
Yeah. It's all in Portuguese.
The little stamp in the bottom corner, does that, forgive me, my... assumption in language, but does it say naturally contains the single Estrella?
That's exactly what it says.
Naturally. Of course it does.
We would never
leave it
off. Why would we take that out?
So there's a this comes with a booklet with an interview with Marcos about the time and about this record.
Oh,
he
cool.
has a lot to say about this record. It is really cool. It's fun. Light in the Attic have re-released some of his stuff in the past. This here on Big Dipper Preservation.
Heavy vinyl.
Yep, you felt it. Or were you just too?
We need to get the scales in here.
All right, Troy, those are three beauties again from Southbound Records. All on the shelves now.
All on the shelves now at 132 Simon Street, just aye up aye the road.
Ay, ay, ay.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.